that I've been born in New York City. New York City girl I'd know. Working in the concrete, not the sunlight. Living in that New York rain and snow. Oh, there's California bloodlines in my heart. And there's a California woman in my soul. Yeah, there's California bloodlines in my heart. And there's a California heartbeat in my soul. And just to think that I might have never known you, if I had lived my life in Tennessee, that I really could have never let that happen. For you in California are in me. Yeah, there's California bloodlines in my heart. And a California woman in my soul. Oh, there's California bloodlines in my heart. And a California heartbeat in my soul. Have you wondered where we were before we were born? Just rolling round the heavens like a song. I know it's then I saw the big Sierras. I saw California sunrise coming on. Oh, there's California bloodlines in my heart. And a California woman. My soul, yeah, there's California bloodlines in my heart, in the California heartbeat in my soul.
I went to parochial school most all of my life. Did anyone here go to parochial school? PONs, prisoners of nuns, all of us. It was at parochial school that I first learned to know and value the meaning of fear and terror. Every Saturday, Sister Mary the Hun would take us down to the chapel for confession. Now, confession when you're 5 and 6 years old is no big thing at all. You know, it's, bless me, Father, I lied to my mother 3 times. I maimed my little brother for life with a soldering iron. And for our fathers and you're gone. But you get a little older and organs start moving within your body that haven't moved before. And you start feeling a little differently about Susie Crenshaw, the little girl from across the street who you used to burn plastic trucks with, you know? Remember that one? Watch it go, Susie. Watch the dump truck. Bless me, Father, I had some rather bizarre thoughts concerning Susie Crenshaw. Now, his game is he has never heard this life. The Marquis de Sade has just walked into his confessional, and he gives you one of these. You what? Shh, Father, please. Don't you know that thinking about it is just as bad as doing it? It was then I started doing it, because there was no way I wasn't going to think about it. I'm going to hell and burn with Al Capone and Hitler, and they say, what are you in for? And I say, thinking about Susie Crenshaw, I'm going to feel like a real doorknob, right? So the trick was to get from Saturday afternoon confession to Sunday morning communion in the state of grace. Now, those who haven't been through it are not going to believe this, but I swear to you it's true, and we bought it. The state of grace means simply this, that Jesus still loves you, and Jesus does not love you if you are horny. All right? I figure that Jesus has loved me for about an hour and a half in the last 30 years or so.